Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
We serve an awesome wonder, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That is David D. This morning, you are awesome. And before that, Dudumbata, featuring Zuko, said, I can do all things. We are in the marketplace, and we say we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. Christ, who's our wisdom. Christ, who is the strategist in all things. We trust him. We rely on him. Bona, we rely on his power and his wisdom, direction, and awe. We thank him for the Lord Holy Spirit who is with us, who is able to tell us what to do. I'm so excited. The Queen is in the house. And I'm talking about Mama Prudence and Muchumi. And yes, my family, do remember that you can stop us at any time. We would love to hear. Today, she says, Swangile, I'd like to hear those ones who are experiencing challenges in the marketplace, wherever they are. Can they call in, send messages, tell us what are your challenges, ask your questions. We would love to talk to you, but let me greet her. Hi, Ma.
Good morning. Good morning, Sibongile. Good morning to all our Radio Pulpit listeners. I'm excited to be back. It is September.
It is September.
It is a new season, the season of delivery.
Yeah, you know, when you have gone somewhere, maybe you've gone to work or you've gone on holiday or you've gone to work elsewhere. When you come in the house, your granddaughter, your daughter, like the little ones will say, "Untletseling." So you have been abroad. You have been, where were you this time? Were you in the USA?
I was in the U.S., United States of America once again. I've come with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
You've
got a couple of things in my luggage.
Awesome.
One of them I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, so you come bearing gifts.
I've come bearing gifts.
And the most important one is the main key to winning in the marketplace for us.
That is it. You know, I want people, I know people are there. You know, I'm the marketplace motivator. People are there in the marketplace every day. We don't live in church.
Mm.
We do that like, you know, we literally do church less than 10 hours a week.
Mm.
3 hours on Sunday, another 2 or 3 hours in the midweek, and that's it.
Mm.
But we live in the marketplace.
Mm.
We even spend less time sometimes in our homes because we're there and then we're sleeping. So the marketplace is where we're spending most of our time.
Mm.
And as the marketplace motivator, I know. How do I know? Because people call me all the time, please pray with me about this. Please pray with me about that. So I know we are not all winning in the marketplace.
Mm.
And I've come here to give you the key. You know, if you have a brand new car, a brand new house, you cannot use get into the house and you can't use your car, no matter how expensive it is, no matter how luxurious it is, if you do not have the keys. So that is what I want to talk about today. Those who are not winning, I want you to call us today. We want
to
encourage you. I'm here to encourage you, to let you know that you too can win in your marketplace.
All right. And I see Pietro Small saying, you're my sunshine. You are our sunshine too.
Yay, Pietro.
Yeah, thank you, Pietro, because even when the skies are gray, when you guys talk to us, there's sunshine. And Carol, good morning to you. Thank you for joining in. Brands says, wonderful to hear Swangile and Ma Prudence. So excited to hear what the message is today. Yeah,
yes.
But also bring your problems today. Ambassador Prudence Muchumi would like to respond to you, would like to give you wisdom, would like to talk to you, would like to pray for you as well, give you advice.
Yeah.
So what are the challenges that you're faced with in the marketplace? What is it that you find difficult to do or that's stressing you in that space? Should I say it at your workplace? Should I put it like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, at your workplace. At your workplace.
At your workplace, at your business premises, as an entrepreneur, you may be sitting there close to your bed, at your desk, trying to see how you're going to take this product, this idea. You are in your marketplace because you are not creating that that product. You're not thinking about that business idea for yourself. You need to get it out to the marketplace. So you already are in the marketplace. You just need to break into the market. So you are totally our audience. We said to the graduates before, you are not studying to no end.
Mm.
You are studying so that you can take your skills and competencies, all that academic knowledge to the marketplace.
Mm.
So you are our audience. Those who don't have jobs, struggling to get a job, there's something that is missing. You are a candidate because you are trying to get into the marketplace. So as you can see, a lot of people are in the marketplace every day and they don't even know that they're in the marketplace. So the challenges that they're going through is because they don't understand that the marketplace is contentious.
Mm-hmm.
There's competition,
mm-hmm.
and there's combat. People are mm-hmm. wanting to get what you want. The salary you want, they want it. The job you want, they want it. The market you want, they want it. The project that you want, the tender that you want, somebody else wants it. So your posture has to be completely different, and that is why I'm coming here. FYI, that's why you are losing in the marketplace. Because you don't understand the ground, the environment where you're operating, and you don't know the rules and regulations of how to win in that environment. Family,
let me
talk to you today. My heart is not heavy.
Yeah.
It's heavy for you.
Let me give the numbers where you can tell my family and talk to us. 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1322. Our WhatsApp and Telegram line, 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729. Our SMS line, 37871. 37871. You'll be charged $150. We are streaming live on Facebook, so you can talk to us even via Facebook. Let me drop the first question that I have been observing for a couple of months now, happening in certain areas. And I know, Ma, you mentioned some time back that you always find the strong man. You have to bind the strong man.
Mm.
So in terms of when I'm dealing with a difficult boss, when I'm dealing with a difficult superior, how do I go about it and win in that space? So there's nothing that satisfies them that I do. I'm always on the wrong. And now I find myself, okay, there's a case that I know where a person was now experiencing health issues, even coughing
stress, coughing blood
as a result because of a hard boss. How do you deal with that when you're meeting that in the marketplace?
Thank you so much for that question, Sibongile. Many people are going through exactly that. You know, one of the things, I can't remember whether people still know that I'm an HR practitioner.
Yes.
So I've got over 25 years of experience in the human resource environment. So one of the things that are very important for me is the environment within which people operate must be conducive for them to be as productive as possible.
Mm.
The workplace experience that people have is important because if an organization wants you to do your best, then the environment must be conducive for that. So it is important that HR people really speak to the managers, the supervisors, the directors, the people that are really your upline, that are creating the environment within which you have to operate and do your best.
Mm.
So how to really deal with that boss? But I want to first encourage us with a scripture. Let's do that because I want you to know the first and main key of going into the marketplace and winning in the marketplace is you have to have God with you.
Mm.
There are powers in the marketplace, and if you do not have a higher power, we will always come out stressed, quitting our jobs, leaving the place of blessing because somebody has determined that you don't deserve that job, you're not worthy of that job, and they are going to make it their life's mission to get you out of your job. Now, child of God, let me tell you something. You have to determine, I'm not leaving any place that God has assigned as my stream of income.
Mm.
I'm not leaving here. You will have to leave. You'll have to quit. You'll have to be transferred. But I'm not leaving. So let me just first encourage you with this word. So 3 John 1 verse 2. Beloved, that is the Radio Pulpit family. That's the IMS Marketplace partners. And that's all our conference delegates that have been with us before. Beloved, I call you today. I pray that you may prosper in all things. I pray that you may prosper. The Bible, our covenant is a covenant that includes prosperity, and our covenant is not complete without prosperity. So unless we also know that, we will always leave places and go and scrap for little bits of bones. God gives you an opportunity, a job, the very job where this tough boss is, where this boss is, where you are not able to do your job, and you leave your place of prosperity, you're going somewhere else because you don't want to fight the spiritual fight and battle that is necessary. You know how David had to go and fight many fights before he was enthroned as the king of Israel? He was anointed as a boy. He was 15 years old when God already announced to him, you're going to be a king. But the Bible tells us he's fighting Goliath, he's fighting the lion, he's fighting the bear. He's fighting so many battles, the battle of Ziklag, until he's enthroned. So child of God, you must be ready to fight the spiritual fights that are necessary. So the first thing to answer that question is, how do you deal with the boss? You understand that this is my place of assignment. If people go to the marketplace and they think it's a place to get a salary, they think it's a place to get a job,
that's
so
where
they
we
can
get
be
it
promoted,
wrong.
Then you do not know the mission. You do not understand the core mission. So you do not have the backing necessary for the mission. So now you are fighting your boss by yourself. And most of the time, the boss is going to win. That's why they are the boss. They are going to win unless you come and understand who you are. So let me finish the scripture. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things. So even in that place where you're working, prosper in all things. It is included. And be in health just as your soul prospers. So even the stress, even the anxiety that's now been created by whoever you're working for, the Bible says, I want you also to be in health. You can't just be there and working, getting money, and you're not in health. Now you're stressed. Now you're going, using up your medical aid, going to the doctors all the time. You are on tablets every day just to go to work. That's not your portion. That is not your testimony. That's not your testimony. It says, as your soul prospers. So there's a prosperity of the soul. So when I go to that place, when I make my application, when I'm writing that CV, I'm praying, Lord, thank you that you want me to prosper in all things. You want me to be in health. You want my soul to prosper. Even the last job that I had, where the boss was nasty, where the boss was doing things to me, I have an opportunity because I know that my God wants me to prosper and he wants my soul to prosper. Those wounds that we get from being fired, from being asked to leave, from being retrenched, the Bible says here, as your soul prospers. So our souls must prosper. So if we have been in circumstances where you have been wounded, where you have left under very precarious circumstances, where people have, you feel rejected because they said, no, there's no place for you in this company. Go and find the space and the place that God has created for you and deal with those soul wounds. And that is why it says that I want you to prosper in all things. All so right. That is the first thing.
All right. So, family, we are asking questions today. Bring it on. bring all those questions that you have that make you unable to win in the marketplace. The lines are open on 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. 082-657-2729, which is our WhatsApp Telegram line. 082-657-2729. Our SMS line 37871. So a family member says, blessings, Swangile, and this is Shalom J. And ma'am, what do you do when you have a person that undermines everything you work at doing to start up your income from home? Where am I? Yeah, from home, because it is their property and their opinion. Is that what you want to do? Is it just please in the skies or pies in the skies and idle waste of time? Their opinion is that what you want to do is just a hobby and not something that will bring the money home, because they grew up in the area or in the era where you had to have a 9-to-5 job that covers your expenses. And that's the only thing that qualifies as a job. Okay, so I'm thinking about somebody who might want to use their voice, somebody who might want to use their skills, maybe hand skills. What do you, they can do handwork and sell and do that. But because it's not a 9-to-5, somebody who can sell something and not a 9 to 5, then it doesn't qualify. And then their opinion is that you're not, it's just a hobby. You're not bringing money home. What would you say in that space?
Yeah.
Because that's your marketplace.
Yes. Yes. So that's a good question. And that could be, I'm going to use the example of parents and children.
Right? Yeah.
So you have a child is really doesn't want to do, he didn't finish his tertiary education.
Yeah.
And now he's at home and he has got this business idea and he wants to, you know, there's a product that's there. But you see the person sleeping at in the mornings, late into the mornings. You see the person every day, they're not driven. You don't see that there's a particular pattern of them being serious about this. Maybe they are treating it like a hobby. So the first thing is, what are your disciplines around this person that thinks that you are just treating this as a hobby? What is it that they are seeing that makes them think that you are not serious? So first of all, that's what you need to do, because even if you're in a job, there is people who observe you. Your boss will say, you know, Prudence, I've been seeing you going around very slack, missing your deadlines. There's things that you're doing. You're coming late. You're leaving early. You, whatever it is that you're doing. So first of all, why does this person think that you're treating this as a hobby? That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, how driven and motivated are you to get that thing off the ground? So what is it? What have you done so far that lets them think that you are not serious about this? Because it is true. The ways of work has changed. Technology has taken over. Your office can be anywhere, even on the beach. It can be in your bedroom. People are running businesses. How did Google start? How did Apple start? How did all these big companies that have taken over the world? They started in, garages. Garages. So if the person doesn't take you serious, just move out of there, go into the garage, ask them to stay there, and then you show them that you are serious, because that is how the biggest companies in the world started. But there must be, you must be driven. You must be getting up in the morning, going out there. I've got a meeting with someone. I'm reading on the internet. I'm looking for someone who can, you know, hook me up with someone else who can connect me. There are places where young entrepreneurs go or entrepreneurs go that centers that are set up for them to come in, hot desk, bring your laptop, sit down with other entrepreneurs and do your work. Maybe it's time for you to move out. Get into an environment like that. There are community centers that you can go to where people, it's just an available space. People are doing knitting classes. People are doing karate classes. And there's a space for you to sit down and to do your work. So don't let anybody dampen your spirit. If you feel that you've got something that is pumping in your heart that you're passionate about, silence them with your competence. Silence them.
Okay, so I need to look at myself first when I hear such words.
I think you need to look at yourself, but you every day, yes, what it is that you are doing. And that's why I said, why are they saying that? What have you produced? Because that is exactly how an entrepreneur starts.
Okay.
It will look like it's working, it's not working, it's working, it's not working, until you get the right opportunity and it works. But up until then, you really need to be in an environment anyway where people believe in you.
Okay, let me give a different scenario then from the one Ma just responded to. Say you're doing everything. You're doing everything, but money is not coming in yet. And because of that, then they see it as a hobby.
Yes, so there are also places where they give funding where you can go and test your product, test a model. You need to research those organizations and you need to approach them. Remember the last time in May when I was here, I was saying one of our speakers at the conference was running a competition for entrepreneurs, and the one was just the ideas. They were not saying you should have launched your product. They actually was making 500,000 rand available to those very entrepreneurs that says, I've got the idea, I've tested it, I want to scale it, or I want someone to help me through the process of getting my product off the ground, or I need the mentorship as the entrepreneur to get it off the ground. Do you know not everybody is made to be an entrepreneur? So there is a mindset and a profile also for those who want to be entrepreneurs, but all these factors matter in terms of how much you're driven. Don't let anyone stop you.
All righty then. How much should you be praying for your business as well? How much should you be praying for your marketplace?
24/7. I've dropped the mic right there. I never stop praying about ministry. I never stop praying about missions. I never stop praying about the conferences. I'm always looking for the next soul that I am going to bring into the kingdom. And because my sphere most of the time is in churches as I go on missions, and it's in the marketplace, I'm always looking for that soul. So when we have conferences, that soul that is going to be saved there, that soul that is going to prosper and be equipped in the marketplace, that's what I'm looking for. So Jesus even gave a parable. You must not faint in the place of prayer. That is the secret.
Mm.
That is the secret, because when you know the word, you are praying the word. You say, oh, Lord, you want me to prosper.
Mm.
Call on the name of the Lord. That is exactly it. As I was saying, if you don't have backing, nobody backs you up in your marketplace, then you are not going to win.
All right.
You really have to know that prayer is critical. It is key.
All right. We're coming back. Let's take a break. And family, the lines are open to 012-334-1322. Ask your question. Get your own key, your main key to winning in your space, in your marketplace. So you can call on 012-334-1322. You can send us an SMS on 37871. You can send us a WhatsApp on 082-657-2722. I've also heard of people saying, I can't crack it. I'm not quite sure what that means, but I can't crack it in the space. I'm struggling to crack it. It's not easy to crack it in that space. So we meet such sometimes where we can't crack it in certain spaces. I think we need a key for that kind, but don't answer me now. I see she's ready to respond to it. Let's do this and come back.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
We are withholding nothing. We want him in all spaces, in our marketplaces, not only in our physical bodies where our health is concerned. I mean, he wants us to succeed and prosper in all things. Didn't he say that, Ma? In all things.
In all
Alice.
Things.
In all right. Things. Ma, I know you want to talk about the key, but it looks like we got some concerns. Before I go back to Shalom J, can we listen to Sis Pindi first?
Yes.
Morning.
Good morning.
Bongle and Pastor.
Sis Pindi.
Kumano Sis Pindi. As ngasho ume ukuthi mine is on the pipeline. And what ngingathi the small, it is a business.
Yeah.
I have officially opened this week.
Oh, congratulations.
In partnership in this young white lady.
Uh-huh.
It is a internet cafe. We are doing programs, flies. Uh-huh. Yeah, but yeah. We need to advertise more and more. But we are looking for the big package, like the programs. Because now, what the challenge I had last week, there was a baye bangene lumakhelwane.
Oh.
Ba demanda bo ma laptop, ba demanda ama phone. Yeah, it's this is this thing yobugebengu. Yeah.
Mm.
Let us pray for it. And they do these things now daylight.
Mm.
In the 12 o'clock. Bam Kumbang is bam, so but we had prayed Namasocha Amis Auvala Loyo Moya Loyo Uti, yeah, because I was having fear now. Now they will come to us, yeah, but the devil is a liar.
Wow. Number one, congratulations to opening your new business.
Yes.
Ba, 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 ba. And Suspindi, that is like really awesome. She's talking about something that happened to my family on Friday last week when people entered our yard with guns. Sure. So it happened to the one of the neighbors there, who is also owning stuff. She's now owning, she's an owner, a new owner of an internet cafe. Mm-hmm. And she says, we prayed about it. But what would you say to her because of such things? And please come advertise. Talk to me. Talk to me and advertise on Radio Pulpit. So what do we say to her?
Just to encourage her.
Yeah.
Just to encourage you that these things happen in the marketplace. Businesses broken into, people shooting. We can just watch the news and see all the things that are happening in the marketplace. And that is why my message is always understand how contentious, combative and competitive the marketplace is. So we really need to prepare ourselves. So when we are in business, let's take care. Let's make sure that, you know, for example, I have young people who are having to manage laptops and also go on public transport. So you try to look at what are the ways that you can secure these devices, how to secure the risk around your business. So you must do an assessment of the risk in your business. And if you have a business and you are the only person that is working in that business and the business idea is not taken off or it's in a process, if something happens to you one day in an accident, that's the end of it. So that is also a kind of risk that you must assess. So assessing risk in a business is something that's normal, that we have to trust God also for in the spiritual part of it, because again, God wants us to prosper in all things. So I will say, go out there and pray about it. Say, Lord, recover. I want to recover all. Father, you've given me so many promises, precious promises in the Bible, that whatever the enemy has stolen from me, I will recover. And that it should be your prayer.
And I also would advise people to even insure their stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Get it insured.
Yes, that's what the risk assessment is about.
Yeah. And this one says, okay, Shalom J again says, unfortunately, it's just a mindset and an expectation that doesn't want to change no matter what I do. It was the same years ago when I'm in my own house and had my candle making, sewing and jumping castle business. Just then it was my space. All this is driven by a spirit, and that is what I'm getting at when I ask what to do. Then for moving to another property isn't available.
So I always say, when you know it's spiritual, it's easier. Because then you pray. Then we know we have been given authority. Yes, we've been given authority. So we stand in our place of authority. And when we stand and we begin to pray, things start to change. When you stand to pray, we must know that time spent in prayer is never time lost. So when you start to pray for the way that things are happening, you start to trust God that things are about to change. So that's the one part. And then the other part, I will encourage you. You know, it really is tough to change others. Let it be an inside job. Let's start with ourselves. Let's look at the word and say, Lord, I may be here today, but tomorrow you say that I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a king and a priest. So this is not my true identity. It may be where I am today, but tomorrow I will be on my mountaintop. So I'm just going to encourage you. I will say to you, read the word, read more about yourself. And no matter what people do, the same happens to me. Sometimes I go into places and they say, oh, she's just a woman. Oh, can she even preach? Oh, you know, she doesn't look. Now she's got pretty nails. She's got pretty hair. What does she know? By the time I drop that mic, they will know that the Spirit of God has just visited this place. So that means we just have to encourage ourselves in the Lord.
All right, let's do this. And then, Ma, I know you want to share about the keys and what's happening in November. But before, let's do this.
Get your daily dose of inspiration, motivation and encouragement on our Facebook page. Join the Radio Pulpit Facebook community today.
Get in touch with the truth, the light and the life. 657 AM.
You are listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Just for you is the name of the show. I'm Swangile Mofokeng with you up until 11 o'clock. Then Germany, Yanni Pilsa takes you through with perspective. Vusi will be on the controls. But right now I'm with Ambassador Prudence Muchumi on Sprout, where the main key to winning in the marketplace. And Ma, I know that we don't have much time. So I'm going to be quiet as you talk about the key and connecting it with what's happening in November at IMS.
Amen. Thank you. So the main key really is to know the word of God concerning your life. That is the main key that I want to put in your hand today. Because when you go into the marketplace without understanding what God says about you, what God says about your prosperity, what God says about when you land in that place, you will never win in the marketplace. If you go there without God and His word, there is no way you can win as a believer, because that is a different spiritual environment. There are different systems, there are different laws, and they are not aligned with what the word of God says about you. So when you go there, you have to go with God, you have to go with the word of God, so that in the tough times, in the tough days, in the days when, you know, there is so much stress, there's so much, there are so many challenges that you're going through, you will know that with God, all things are possible. You will know that I'm coming out of this victorious. You will know that the word says Christ leads me in triumphant procession. You will know that I'm more than a conqueror. I'm going to conquer this environment, conquer this problem, and I am going to be a peacemaker in this environment. So if we know all of that, if you look at the Bible and how many 66 books in the Bible that has got so much to tell you, I'm saying in all you're getting, get understanding. So understand what God says about you, understand how you're going to prosper in the marketplace, and settle in your mind that it is the will of God for you to have wealth. It is the will of God for you to prosper there in that marketplace. It is the will of God for you to have your allocated portion just like everybody else. It is the will of God for you to use your gifts, to use your talents, and to use your abilities to prosper in the marketplace. A lot of us are living under a scarcity mentality. There's only so much. I just want this little. Yeah. Even when you are negotiating your salary, if the, whatever you think, if you can just give me this much. No, that's not how a child of God goes to the marketplace. You research, you find out what people get paid. You look at your qualifications. You look at your skills. You look at the things that you are bringing to that role. And you must be able to articulate it in your business. When I am coming to this company to deliver a service, to deliver a product, to deliver my skills, my competences, this is what I'm going to bring. And you give them the value that you will bring that will align with the salary that they will pay you. And very soon after that, if it was not really what you wanted, they will see how you are doing your work, the product, how that product performs, your service that you're offering, and they, by with your belief in God, with your prayer in the background, surely the Lord Himself, because remember, you are working as unto the Lord. The Lord Himself will see that you get your due reward. Our reward comes from God.
Our reward.
And a lot of us are
God.
Looking at men. For our reward.
That's a wrong way of looking the whole thing.
That your boss is
looking
pay
out
you.
The wrong window.
Knocking on the
our
wrong door.
Source is him.
Knocking on the wrong door.
Greetings to Pastor Khomotso Maga, saying holy greetings, my dearest sister Bongi Ambassador, and the entire listenership. I have tuned in.
Welcome,
Muruti Kogarankua. Sispindile shows us her packages. Hi, Oyaropa Sispindi. Come advertise at Radio Pulpit. Come advertise. But this is beautiful. And this is always what you talk about, Ma, that we have to make our businesses make people aware of our businesses out there. So she's
if
got
Jesus was
and
the best kept secret, would we even know about salvation today?
Yeah.
So that's it. You have to make yourself visible in the marketplace. That's the first thing. If you are the best kept secret, any church that's the best kept secret, any business that's the best kept secret will never, never prosper.
So what's happening in November?
November. Right now, go to your diaries, Radio Pulpit family, partners, IMS, everybody. 9th of November, it is going down live. So we are just, how are you going to become a champion in your marketplace? We've got international speakers again coming. We have got local speakers. Oh my goodness, we are going to touch on every area. You remember the last time, right? So all the delegates that came to our previous conference in June, you know that we packed it all in that one day. So we want you to come. We want you to know that there will also be impartation. We want you to walk out of that place knowing the shift has happened. We want you to know that your business must prosper as you leave that place, and you yourself will walk in prosperity. Mm-hmm. So that is what we're doing. And also, we have the tables. We are giving you the opportunity to come and showcase your products and your services. How will we know you are praying for a client and we are your clients? You don't have to even go and put up a big conference in order to get visibility from all these delegates. We are bringing them for you in the room at a very absolutely nominal fee. I mean, by the time they've bought your first product, you've already made up the money that you've paid for your table. So come there and come and showcase your products and your services, and let's see what the Lord can do. We always say you never know who's going to cross your path that day. That may be the person that you're looking for. So there will also be networking. There will be an opportunity also this time that you are going to have some airtime to advertise what you are bringing to the marketplace.
Sis Pindi cannot miss this. Shalom J cannot miss this.
No, they must be there. So put it in your diary now. I know the enemy is going to schedule something else for you. 9th of November, we're starting at 9 and we want to go the whole day. So just make it time to come and spend the whole day with us. 9 to 5, that's our date. That's our date, family. That's our date for you becoming a champion in the marketplace.
Oh, that's so awesome. And I'm saying to Shalom J, she should put everything, her sewing, candle making, in a pamphlet and bring, buy a table, bring some candles. Some work that you have sewn.
Bring it to the marketplace.
Yeah.
See, because that's the reason why you're doing it, right?
We want to host parties for our children.
We are looking for places where we are buying candles. And one of my things in life, one of the things that God spoke to my heart, and I may have shared it here before, is the fact that our money is circulating in other systems. So I prefer, I actually have a mission to redeem all my money from the world system. So if I can find people who are selling the things that I'm buying every day from people where I don't know, there's a kingdom entrepreneur that is selling the same thing, I'm your customer, you can tick that box already. So bring it to the marketplace. Come and exhibit your products. Come and let us enterprise from you, buy from you, support you, and let us also make known what you do. So we have an online platform as well, and all those people who are going to come to the marketplace, we are going to give you space on our online platform to give visibility to your business.
All right. And so, Bryn says, where's the... Bona, stay tuned. The whole of September. Stay tuned.
Yes.
You will get the venue.
So it's going to be in the Sandton-Randburg area. Yeah. But we are wanting to make sure that we have a big enough venue so that we can host all the exhibitors. So the big part of this conference now is not only to work with the entrepreneur, to work with the business person or the professional, but also to put a lot of emphasis on the business, because that's what you're building towards. Even if you are a professional, I'm going to drop a mic now, and you think that's the only stream of income, when your boss comes tomorrow and says, okay, sorry, this company's closing down, so you must already have an idea of what it is that you can sell in the marketplace. And that already is one of the strategies of how professionals can generate multiple streams of income. So this is for everyone. So in fact, if you don't have a table, I don't know. So come and be a Marketplace Champion Conference, to the Marketplace Champions Conference, 9th of November, 9 to 5, and it's going to be in the Sandton and Randburg area, but the venue will be confirmed. Stay tuned for the month of September. So our office line is +63 361 4417. 0633614417. I always am +27. I'm always international.
Carol says, enjoy the Lord. I'm a tailor. I call myself a designer. I'm working, struggling to manage time to balance the two, but I'm trying a sue at night, loving the program and learning a lot. Thank you, Carol, for that.
If Carol is in the Joburg area, can you let me know? Because I use tailors for my clothes.
Come on now.
Please now. Let's just get this going already.
Thank you. So you got competition, Carol, because it's Shalom J and and Carol right there.
But I like Carol's struggle. I like her problem. She's got a job and she's struggling to balance with her second stream of income.
All right.
Lord, may Carol unlock a
she's
third stream of income in the mighty name of Jesus. Wonderful.
Ma, thank you so much for coming through. I can't wait to hear more in this month of September. May the Lord keep keeping you. We love you so much.
Thank you
for empowering us.
Thank you.
Numbers again, my family, 063-361-4417. 063-361-4417. Do contact the IMS authors. And get more inspiration and find out more. And I know that you can also advertise on their social platform as well. So it's 063-361-4417. And I know that Ma will unfold everything as we go into the month of September. All right. I have half a minute.
Yeah, not even. I just want to say that registration will open 6 weeks before. So 6 weeks as a countdown, you will know everything concerning registrations. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And Shalom J, may the Lord restore. He's the God who's able to restore even what the locusts have eaten. May He restore in your life. We love you so much. May you see more of Him. And thank you for choosing us as your number one radio station. And just by tuning in and listening to Radio Pulpit, may restoration come your way. We love you so much. Shalom, Jay. And family, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Leaving you with the sounds of Dr. Dumi over flow, and we say hello to Germany. Yanni Pelsa, Vusi on the controls.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.